Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Behind me is the house where Joseph Mary Plunkett lived much of his life. So he was a minor poet, and but for the unusual manner of his death, he'd be completely forgotten. So Plunkett was born in 1887 into an upper-class Catholic family, and his father indeed was made a count by the Pope, because the Pope is a sort of monarch, and there are papal counts. So the Plunkett family, they were of medieval English extraction, medieval English immigrants to Ireland, but they always professed the Catholic faith. There was sort of the old English, who from the 17th century onwards were considered Irish. And indeed he was Irish. So he went to Stonyhurst College in South Britain, a Catholic school over there, University College Dublin. I don't know what he did for work, actually. By 1916, he was dying of tuberculosis. So he's a member of the Irish Volunteers, this organization founded in November 1913. At the Rotunda in Dublin. Well, here we are south of the river in one of the plushest Georgian houses. And he was also walking out with Grace Gifford, who was from this upper middle class Protestant family. Her ancestors come from Scotland in the 17th century. But he also knew he was dying of tuberculosis. He was only 29, is that right? So a sickly youth who wore thick glasses. So he was a friend of Porrig Henry Pierce. So he was involved in the Easter Rising in 1916, and he signed that proclamation of the Republic. Obviously, he had no authority to do so, just a group of guys decided they're going to do this and start killing other Irishmen in the name of being extremely Irish. And that was it, by inviting a German invasion and then lying to their men that a German invasion had indeed started. And obviously, if we were invaded by Germany, I think then we'd know what real oppression was, and Germany would have not the slightest wish to have us independent, as I saw the case of Poland. You know, Pierce and Plunkett, they had many flaws, but they weren't thick. They would have known this. He surrendered. It was a glorious victory from the Crown, inflicting 100% casualties on the insurgents. Should I call them terrorists? Because they weren't fighting on behalf of the government. Pierce simply styled himself president. They had no democratic mandate. And if you start killing people like that, surely that is terrorism, according to really the law of any country. So the use of violence in furtherance of any ideological, national, religious or other cause. That was it. And indeed the willful murder of civilians or unarmed police officers and so forth. So he was tried by court-martial and sentenced to death by a firing squad. Now, obviously, the United Kingdom is extremely clement, and over 90% of those sentenced to death had their death sentences commuted. I mean, they were all released within 2 years. Most of them were only within 8 months. That's extremely merciful. So it was a resounding and glorious victory for the Crown, the forces of freedom, justice and democracy. So then he was executed by firing squad in the Stonebreakers yard. But he'd been engaged to Grace Gifford. Would he be allowed to wed her? So he was allowed to marry her in the chapel of Kilmainham. A soldier held a candle, and it was then they were not allowed to spend any time together. I often used to wonder, did they actually get a chance to consummate the marriage? No, they didn't. And minutes later, he was executed. So that was actually very generous of the authorities to allow them to get married. He could have refused that last request. And of course, many of their guys he killed would have been teenagers, and they didn't get married. Some of them were engaged. They left behind widows and children and so forth. So Grace, she lived on to the 1950s and she never married. There's a rebel ballad about that Grace Gifford. So it was in widow's weeds the rest of her life. That is Joseph Plunkett. And then Michael Collins was supporting him literally when he was in the General Post Office, because, you know, he was on the point of collapse. So I suppose he knew he was going to die anyway and maybe immolate himself for an ideal. Otherwise, yeah, that's it. He would have died in complete obscurity. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And what else? Do what you can to work for unity between Ireland and Great Britain. Toodle-pip.